start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. It's The Hound, WFMU. East Orange. And that was Royal Earl and his swinging cools, demonstrating the correct use of slapback. Royal Earl Shuffle. We heard Ike Turner, or shall we call him Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ike Turner, with The Gully. Cozy Eagleton and Big Heavy. Johnny Rockhouse Green and Green Champagne. We opened up with Big John Greer and Mickey Guitar Baker there, and bam. Send that one out to Joey Psycho, who turned me on to that. And what is going on here?
I don't know, Hound.
We got a little, well, little break from for the war weary, I guess.
Yeah, we'll resume our constant coverage. What, at 4 o'clock? Roscoe will be calling. Oh no,
Dan, you want to take out those Scud missiles while you're going through the news file, please?
Yeah, on my way to the bathroom.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we got the usual. We got a bloop. Jeez, here they come again. Is that our side or their side? What side are we on? Well, we got a hillbilly hangover and a blues hangover and a vom set and a vibe report and some fertility rights of the jungle music and
as always,
a little bit of news, some announcements. We got tickets for the world famous Blue Jays at Beowulf. The latest goofball club on Avenue A. And these missiles are really getting close, Dan.
Underground.
I don't know what the hell's going on back there.
Well, we got the Rice Rocket fired up and ready to go. We can shoot on out of here if we have to.
This is Hound and Dent's Excellent Adventure. Everybody else is... Well, Il Bruch is at a wedding, and Sally's got to work. Got to go to work. She's got to go to work at 6. And
tough to make it back in time.
Yeah, so we're holding down Fort FMU here.
In the bunker.
All right, let's kick it off. Calling all cows.
Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. Cow moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. Got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. Down to the pasture, into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, you lied to me, honey. Well, you lied to me.
this is a hit. I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
I put a dime in here, I push a button here. The needle stops making tracks for some red hot rock and wax. Out comes roller, roller, rock, rock and roller, roller. Baby and me, we're having a spree. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah. I put a dime in here, I push a button here. I'm digging that crazy sound as the bottles come rolling. Out comes cola, cola, ice cold cola, cola. My baby and me, we're having a spree.
Well, yeah.
Some people go out dancing. They spend a lot of cash for fancy drinks and big name bands and a place with a lot of class.
Yeah,
I put a dime in here, I push a button here. Smiling and licking our lips out of the side. A photo flips her out.
With a lot of class.
Whoa!
I put a dime in here, I push a button here. Smiling and licking our lips out of the side. A photo flips her, out comes photo.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was the Travelers by request, Teenage Machine Age. We heard Fluffy Hunter, Walking Blues. It goes out to Og, was his favorite song.
Oh, yeah?
Og will be in prison.
I wonder
for
why.
A long time, I guess.
Any Og update?
Og was convicted last week.
Fact, yeah?
Yeah, and I didn't attend the trial, but those who did said the evidence was really ridiculous. It was just one of those small-town trials.
Did he have a crappy lawyer?
Terrible lawyer, yeah. Steve Carl and the Jags, Curfew, Junior Gravely, You Lied to Me, Honey. I think I messed up the order, but they were all in there. And we opened up with Jerry McCain and the Blues Rockers, Calling All Cows. So, cows, what have we got for you? Let's go through the announcements one time.
What is going on?
There's the world-famous Blue Jays and their world-famous Rig Rock Review featuring Mumbo Gumbo and Courtney and Western, which is at this new club called Beowulf, which I have yet to venture in. It's right next to my video store on Avenue A and 6th Street.
It's sort of a bunker-type setup, right?
Yeah, that's about, you know, the bands go on at 10, 11, and 12. There's an Empire State Soul Club this coming Thursday, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar. And tonight at Carnegie Hall, this looks like a real good show. The Earls, the Cleftones, the Del Vikings, Speedo and the Cadillacs, the Teenagers. And I don't know anything about whether it's sold out or not. It's at Carnegie Hall, and call area code 212-247-7800. They're getting close there, Dan.
I got my gas mask on.
Yeah, it's hard to do this radio show with a gas mask on. Oh, happy birthday to our the radio family Capricorns, Brian Red Guy and Miss Sally.
Whoa.
Both had birthdays this week. Brian's is today, Sally's was Thursday.
Many more to come.
What's in the news this week?
Yeah.
Besides this stinking war. We're at war, Dan.
Stinking
war. We're getting shelled in the bunker here. Well, I don't know what to say about it. I think the Media Boob of the Year award is definitely Jim Jensen.
Jim Jensen from the hotel in Tel Aviv. Yeah.
Just about started World War III with his idiotic observations of Israeli jets flying towards Iraq, which was not true. And
well, he thought he saw them.
Yeah, well, it seemed to do, you know, the stock.
Poor Jim, he probably really did see them, you know?
Yeah, well.
And they're denying it all.
There are friends of ours who spent time in Hazleton who remember his stay there from last year.
Oh, look out!
Well, so much for Teenage Machine Age, it just took some shrapnel. That's the last time you're going to hear it, folks. What was that? It's a $10 record, too. Anyway.
But it's for a good cause, huh?
Well, some people are benefiting from the war, like our friends in Paterson, New Jersey, who own the, get this, the body bag factory. That's right, all the body bags for this war are being made right here in the Garden State in Paterson.
I didn't know that.
Right. The Persian Gulf crisis has brought a flurry of business to the rows of women bent over sewing machines at Light Industries, a factory in Paterson. And they feed through a heavy gray rubberized fabric, and they're rushing to meet Pentagon orders. That's right, the body bags are made right here. And they got a rush order this week for 4,000, part of a contract for 16,000, which has to be in by the end of the week. And they're sewing heavy. Bags are 7 feet by 10 inches long, 38 inches wide, 6 inches deep. Have 6 handles sewn on with metal rings, long arch-shaped zipper on top, and each one cost the Pentagon about $110. I wonder what these ladies make an hour, the ones who sew them. The Pentagon now calls the product human remains pouches.
Yeah, they had to change that. Body bag was a little too graphic, I think.
A little too close to the truth, I guess.
Apparently, you know? as the deadline drew nearer and nearer, they kept increasing the order for the body bags.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2,000, and it was 4,000. And...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Those guys are making a killing on the stock market this week.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty sick. Those guys cheering the first day. Did you see that?
I did see it. Well, if you can get an inside tip as to when the ground war is going to start, that's when the stock market is going to go way down, and you can probably do some maneuvering in there and make yourself a fortune and retire to some place where the bombs may not hit. Like a spaceship to Mars, possibly. What do you think those guys down there are doing? They're pointing their guns at us, Dan.
Well, Ken's down there. I think he got them.
Is he talking to him?
Yeah, he's talking to him.
He's pointing them towards us. Oh, no. Well, another good thing that happened is that the war did completely knock the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out of the news.
Totally.
We have some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coverage. We will be getting to that a little bit later. And,
well, the chickens are surviving the bombing.
Well, except the ones that are already cooked. Listen, let's get our flak vests and go out and take a look around, and we'll give these folks some blues hangover to think about. And this is my
good
thoughts
idea
on the war as summed up by Big Boy Crudup.
Down in the ground. You know when I Zai to get them out. But I can get my loving like I wanted. I'll call you tomorrow.
a bean. But I'm afraid the way you beat me, woman, I'll soon be dead. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. Get up in the morning, slip on your robe. First thing you do is hit the road. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. Money by whiskey and wine. I'm sitting out drinking with a bunch of clowns. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do. Get back in the evening, start to raise and sing. Make me think you've been out with another man. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you won't do.
Next train leave. Yeah, what time your next train leave? Well, the next train's out 5 minutes for three. Yeah, Mr. Engineer, give that old train stage. Yeah, give that old train stage. Well, I gotta find my baby.
States. Right, this is the Hound, and that was today's Blues Hangover with George Smith going to New Orleans. Yodel-a-hee-hoo.
There's a law in the action here, Hound?
Yeah, I think the Blues Hangover kind of seemed to quiet them all down.
Yeah, that's good.
Silas Hogan, I'm going to quit you, pretty baby. John Lee Hooker, Stuttering Blues. The Tabletoppers, Talk to Me, Baby. And we open up with Arthur Crudup, I'm going to dig myself a hole.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, really. Uh-oh. I hear something approaching.
It's kind of in the distance. Oh. they're going after the tanks that we pass on the way here, Hound.
They just got one, too. Does that mean they didn't like Blue's Hangover? Oh, no. Anyway, we got some news there, Denois?
We got some news here, Hound. Well, you want to do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame all at once together,
yeah,
right?
we'll do it. We'll get to that later. It's so unbelievably ridiculous. We do have a Mike Love Award to give away this year.
Here's a little story here. Rabid buffalo kills priest at funeral.
I hate when that happens.
New Delhi, India. Laugh track, please. Oh, you lost the laugh track.
Brian lost the laugh track.
Take back that happy birthday. Hindu.
No, he'll take back the car.
You can't afford to. A Hindu priest officiating at a funeral in southern India was gored to death by a water buffalo crazed by a rabid dog's bite. Hound, you were in New Delhi?
I did bite a buffalo.
United,
it was on a dare.
United News of India reporting the incident from Thanjavur said the buffalo was later captured and killed by vets. According to Hindu belief...
Veterans or veterinarians?
Veteran veterinarians.
Mm-hmm.
According...
The best kind.
Vet vets. According to...
Vet squared.
According to Hindu belief, the god of death, Yama, rides on a water buffalo. I guess it certainly is true for this guy.
Here he comes. They just took out one of the turntables.
Oh, we got another one.
Yep. We got two more.
We got two more, yeah. No problem.
No sweat.
You wise guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so much for Yama. No, we got one more from the...
News from your home state, Hound?
Oh, from the woman's lib desk. Yeah, Sally's not here for this one, but I'll read it myself. Ocala, Florida. Very rare occurrence. They've arrested a woman suspected of being a serial killer. Very rarely is... This might be the first woman serial killer acting
female,
on her own. Yeah.
Female revenge.
Sort of like a... sort of a male sport up to now. Investigators announced yesterday that they've solved the serial killings of seven middle-aged men with the arrest of a transient woman who hitchhiked the roads of Florida looking for victims. Aileen Carol Wernos, age 33, was traced to a bar in the Daytona Beach area a week ago and arrested on January 9th on a concealed weapons charge, said Marion County Sheriff Don Moreland, whose office led the investigation. Warnos's one-time lesbian lover will testify against her, authorities say. I believe Ms. Warnos is a killer who robs, not a robber who kills. Make that distinction clear, folks, said Steve Binginger, chief investigator in the slayings that took place over a 13-month period in northern and central Florida. We believe she pretty much meets the guidelines of a serial killer, and they are stringent guidelines. She was charged Wednesday night with first-degree murder.
That no details, though? That's it? Not much of a story for a female. Yeah.
You know, this week is all war. I mean,
yeah.
there wasn't even a page six most of the week.
Yeah, that would have been a post headline.
Forget it.
Day.
The war. I mean, they're terrified the war is going to break into the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Not to mention the Hound Show. Yeah, I mean, it's like this big staged media event, the war, and it's weird.
They're going nuts on it.
It's not like Vietnam where they do have these loose cannon camera crews running around getting the good stuff. I mean, everything is either officially sanctioned by the U.S. Army or the Iraqis or the Israelis. You know, every piece of footage is being gone over by censors a dozen times.
Yeah, so you even though it seems like you know exactly what's going on, as it's happening, you really don't know anything.
The first night, the CNN guys in the hotel seem to be having a good time. What, their hotel shaking, like bombs bursting in air.
Oh, yeah, did you see that?
The rockets red glare.
But that
yeah.
had to come through Iraq, too.
Yeah.
Iraq had to look at that stuff.
Probably.
Certainly
after the first day they were going through it. They might have been busy at that time, hiding from bombs. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound, and let's get back to some more music with Long Tall Marvin.
I've got a woman named Percy Lou. She can really do the Susie Q. Percy's got something that she can do that'll make you do what she wants you to do. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have a little mercy on me. caught me with a chick last night. Boy, we had a terrible fight. She almost knocked me out of sight. I'd like to knock my friends from natural fright. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. Now she knocked me down and she blacked my eye. She kicked me in the nose cause I told a lie. I said, baby, why, oh, why, oh, why? She said, shut up, man, before you tell another lie. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. I jumped up and I made a pass, but I slipped and fell trying to run too fast. I screamed and cried, got on my knees and said, baby, baby, please, 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 please. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. Got a woman like Percy, you better leave all the women alone and give all your love to Percy and to her and her alone. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have a little mercy on me. Ooh, mercy, Miss Percy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Percy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have a little mercy on me.
Jubba jing jing, on we go. This is Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show. But don't tune out, because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet. And here we go, let's scare them to death. From A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobolating, crassivating, dancipating, elevating, frantigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, jiggleating, Kool-Aid-a-pating, lollipop-a-rating, motating, noise-making, hoopla-dootivating, pooper-quaking, raking, shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggulating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHK.
What? listen close now, Peachy Keens, while we brag just a little about the rings they got at Greens. I tell you, you like it. It's a beautiful thing. What do we mean? You know, the going steady, steady ring. That circle of gold whose style imparts a high-class luster to intertwine hearts of your choice of yellow or real white gold. When you see them, you're going to be sold on the going steady ring or maybe the necklace design. They got them both down there in the green jewelry line. Incredible, but true, man live. You can buy one for your girl for just $12.95. And if you don't have the cash, go on and take a peek, because Mr. Green will trust you. Only 50 cents a week is all it takes. Don't get lost, for goodness sakes. Remember the address. That's Green, 726 Euclid, next to the hip of the hip of the hip of the hip. See it going steady ring. And you'll want to take it ho.
Seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable. I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Started a fixin', great big jelly roll, jelly roll, darling, jelly, jelly, soul.
Jelly roll,
rock and roll. Well, I told my mama I had to run to the store. She was looking mighty mad, and she didn't ask where I'd been. But in the cage was a rolling pin. Jelly roll, rock, jelly, jelly, jelly roll, rock, jelly, jelly, jelly roll, rock, jelly, jelly, jelly roll, rock, my soul. Jelly roll, rock and roll.
Listen, Peachy Keens, here's a crazy wavy word for my friends at Greens, who got the best fishing set value anywhere in town. $19.95 is what it's going to cost, with just a dollar down on credit. And listen to what you get in this crazy wavy groovy gravy Greens jewelry fishing set. You get the open bale spinning reel with the anti-reverse nylon gear and the bronze gear, the two-piece magic glass spinning rod, the level line casting reel and the pistol grip magic glass casting rod, the cantilever tackle box with tray spool of monofilament spin line, a 50-yard spool of casting line, a two-piece steel fishing pole, a fish net, 100 hard and fish hooks, 50 Luger hooks, 48 split shot sinkers, 3 assorted spinning lures and spoons, 6 artificial bait worms, 6 Snell hooks, cork spin float, casting float, 2 plug baits, a feather bait, a fish string with needle, 2 cable leaders, a fish scaler, a 30-foot coil of nylon leader, a 5-piece furnished line, a plastic swivel box, a fishing manual, and a spinning manual, and a free bucket of water from Mr. Greens. Remember, see the set, you'll want to take it home. That's available at Greens, next door to the Hippodrome.
And roll machine. And now when the music starts, she's on her feet, a rockin' and a rollin'. She never misses a beat, 'cause she's a my rock and roll baby. She's a my rock and roll queen. Rock and roll machine. And roll machine.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange.
Meanwhile, back in the desert?
Yeah, T. Tucker, Rock and Roll Machine. We heard Walter Brown with Jelly Roll Rock, the Gladiolas, T-Town. Bob Vidone and Untrue. We opened up with Long Tall Marvin and Have Mercy, Miss Percy. We're taking a little shelling here, but we're getting through it.
Coming in.
It's cool.
No problem.
We're used to it.
We have the technology.
It's kind of just like where we live. Anyway.
Exactly like where we live.
Let's get to the a PSA. Here we go. What Andy and Il Bruce are headed at next week, and what promises to be the girl watching spot of the year. March on Washington, January 26th, that's next Saturday, for peace in the Middle East, for social justice at home, for new national priorities. It says here, war is not the answer. $70 million each day, the massive U.S. military buildup makes a devastating war more likely. Ha, a little late on that, folks. Anyway, as you know, the war has started, and if you stand on the side that doesn't want to spend money on bombs, blowing people up.
Yeah, but which side that doesn't want? There's
doesn't
like a
matter.
Bunch of different sides. There's a march going on this weekend, right?
Right. There's two anti-war groups.
And they're fighting.
Yeah, who are fighting with each other, who have marches in Washington. There's one today. If you didn't make that, you can go down next Saturday.
And be on their side.
Be on their side.
Against fighting.
Against the fighting, yeah. Boy, it's a... Face it, folks, the world is full of idiots, and that's why everything's a mess.
But you saw some of the demonstration this week, earlier this weekend?
I did see some of that on the one, I guess it was Monday.
Started in Times Square and sort of...
Right, Andy the bartender, our former road manager, was arrested in that one.
Umer Bay.
Yeah, I did manage to ride my bike alongside of it for a while, but I was kind of busy.
Were you the guy I saw, like, ripping down the barricades in Times Square on his bike?
No, that was not me, unfortunately. You know, this thing is, right now everyone's all psyched and happy because it's just a bunch of bombing. It's sort of like watching Star Wars or something.
Yeah, it's a high-tech war.
Wait, when are the blood and guts starts, when the land war starts?
The grim stuff. Not that this isn't grim for the Iraqis.
Let's just hope for the best possible scenario is that Saddam takes a shell in the head and it's over with, like, now. Like,
yeah.
5 minutes from now.
Any
so I really can't say, I mean, I really certainly can't defend him and say he's innocent. And
I
can't say he's not worthy of getting blown up, but...
No, this is like the third war he's...
It just seems like... It's one of those things you know, he was like our guy for years. Like, we helped him build up his army,
well,
which was his
idiocy.
Because
he was against Iran, right?
Yeah, well, that was our mistake, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, boy.
This goes on and
a lot of this
on
goes back
on.
To the Henry Kissinger policies of the early and mid 70s, and there's a guy who's never ever been right. His foreign policy record is zero.
I know, and he's still like
he's still considered an expert.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
My record of predictions is way better than his. They can come to me. Anyway, getting back to the news on the home front, our media star of the year, Daniel Rakowitz.
Caveman in a spaceship forever.
Forever. And the Hound's 1990 media star of the year, accused of murdering and dismembering a Swiss dancer, served a soup container containing human body parts to homeless people in Tompkins Square Park days after the alleged killing. A prosecution witness testified yesterday.
It's better if you let it cook longer, you know.
Yeah.
It's tender.
Milton Irizarry, a homeless man, said he discovered a human finger in one of the cups of soup dished out by Rakowitz from a metal bucket. Irizarry said he was sickened and threw the cup of soup on the ground. Here's a good quote. All I'm here to say is there was this finger sitting there in a cup of soup. A self-described homeless man and convicted felon who occasionally lives with his mother said, that's all there is to it, a finger in a cup of soup. On cross-examination, defense lawyer Franklin Gould sought to discredit Azario, referring to his extensive criminal record. Mr. I, as I'm now calling him, appeared confused and was unable to recall any of the details of his crimes, could not remember whether he had been tried for them.
Oops. I forgot.
Yeah, anyway, there was a possible mistrial this week, but it didn't happen. But Rakowitz's court-appointed attorneys threatened to withdraw from the case over an ethical issue about cross-examining a prosecution witness who was once their client. I don't know which client that was. But anyway, Daniel Rakowitz, it's a shame that this war had to start and knock all these great idiot stories out of the news, like the Rakowitz trial.
Yeah,
and
he'd be getting pretty good press right now.
Yeah, not to mention the idiot Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hey, listen, we do have a little quote from Daniel Rakowitz, which we can play. If you guys want to stop the shelling for about 5 minutes down there, Ken, you want to signal him to just hold on, and we'll play the Rakowitz thing over the loudspeakers for him. So you can stop the war with some good entertainment once in a while. Okay, we've got the ceasefire on. You ready? Here's our quote from Daniel Rakowitz, courtesy of Chris T.
Dan?
Who evidently spent some time in cooking school with him.
Actually going behind the cops and telling him, hey, you know, I see y'all talking about, you know, your own personal stuff, but what about somebody crazy like me that would come behind you that just totally hates cops and would just like nothing more than just take off all your heads while you was looking the other direction?
Yo, dude.
You sure that isn't Mad Dog?
Yeah, really. That could be about one of 30 people we know. It is reputedly Daniel Rakowitz, and he did not get behind a cop and take their head off. He settled for a Swiss dancer. Kind of not quite as brave, for sure.
But better ingredients, I think.
Better, yeah, if you got to eat it, I guess it is better. Getting to the renouncements one time. World-famous Blue Jays, along with Mumbo Gumbo and Courtney and Western tonight over at Beowulf. We got some tickets for that to give away.
Extravaganza.
I guess we'll give them away after the sun goes down.
Maybe we can...
When the shelling intensifies over here.
See who says Beowulf the best. Have people calling in.
There's an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar. That's about 9 o'clock. And tonight over at Carnegie Hall, for all you do Italian-American fans, as we... We'll say. The Earls, the Cleftones, the Del Vikings, Speedo and the Cadillacs, the Teenagers, and about 500 other groups. I don't know how much tickets are. They're probably about $20. I don't know if it's sold out. Call 212-247-7800. And, well, we're counting down to Vibe Time. Roscoe's congratulations, by the way, to Six and his gal. What's his girlfriend's name? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Well, they're getting married to each other.
Known it. Yeah,
it worked out good that way.
It's probably done or happening right now.
I think so. I think they were getting married at Father Bruce's church, and then they were going
Catholic
to the bar.
Ceremony.
Yeah, a good Catholic ceremony.
Father Bruce leading the charge.
Probably the only
the
ceremony this year where the groom grabs the chalice of wine out of the priest's hand. Give me a sip of that. And anyway, right, let's play a few more records and wait for the vibe to come in. This one is real warped for the first couple of seconds. It doesn't even play on my turntable at home, but we're going to try it. Roy Hall on the Hi-Q label.
Yeah, the turntable's damaged enough.
Yeah, really.
We're going to dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight, tonight, tonight. Hey, dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight, tonight, tonight. Well, if you don't know, honey, I'm going to show you how. Well, you line up, boys, two by two. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to dig that boogie and rock the joint. Dig that boogie and rock the joint. We're going to dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight. Dig, 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 everybody. Dig, 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 everybody. Dig, 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 everybody. Dig, 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 everybody. Gonna dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight. We're gonna dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight. everybody. Oh, dig, dig, everybody. Dig, 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 everybody. Dig, 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 everybody. We're gonna dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew. Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
All you prisoners, get out of those cells. Line up against the wall. I want you to answer here. When your name is called. Anderson.
Here.
Sabatis.
Here.
Floyd.
Well, they had me in the dark room for 6 months. It wasn't for photography. Well, I got me a girl over in Brooklyn, and is she choice? Well, like I said before, I'm leaving this place now.
All you prisoners, get back in those cells.
Wah, 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 wah.
This is a hit!
let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Yeah, boy. She's just too fat. I say she's fat. Too fat. Is she big? She's big as a pig. That's too fat. I say too fat, boy.
Too fat.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. getting a little flack out there.
You think the phone lines are still up for Roscoe?
I don't know. I'm kind of hoping. Anyway, that was Little Freddie and the Rockets with Too Fat. We heard Vancey Flowers and Wetback. Jerry Engler, Sputnik. The Invictus, Over the Wall. And we opened up with Roy Hall and Dig That Boogie. I don't know. I don't see a vibe on the line yet, so we'll have to...
They might have taken out the lines.
Yeah, we'll have to dig ourselves a hole and wait for it.
Well, we could do what they've been doing on TV and just sit around and speculate for about a half an hour.
Did you catch any of the late-night CNN thing? What's the black guy's name again?
Oh, Bernard Shaw?
Well, yeah, when he was going into his favorite about his... He started talking about the dichotomy.
This is a guy who's been up for like 36 hours.
Right. First, he started going into this bizarre rap about the dichotomy between Sodom's war and the people of Iraq trying to live their lives. Then he went into this free-form ramble about his favorite jazz club in Kansas City.
yeah, Bernard. Jeez.
A Star Is Born. He was the lead story. The three of them, they were the lead story on Entertainment Tonight last night.
I'm not surprised. Well, I saw him.
Nor I.
It hadn't even started yet, I don't think. And right in the afternoon, right before it started, there was a lot of coverage happening. I was watching CNN, actually, and he was reporting from the hotel in Baghdad with Walter Cronkite.
That's my Baghdad. Speaking of the war, the Navy has canceled plans to use dolphins as underwater guards at its Trident submarine bases at Bangor, citing budget cuts and changes in global politics. The Department of Defense is taking a drastic budget reductions. Really? And canceling programs all over the place, a U.S. Navy spokesperson said. So there's a bunch of dolphins now out of work.
They cut the dolphin program.
Yeah.
Bummer. They had to cut way back, you know.
They're cutting. I can see they're cutting way back. You know how much those each one of those bombs cost? Speaking of the war and George Bush, this is another good one. You know, remember during the debates when George was taking pot shots at the ACLU and saying, I don't want my children to look at child pornography. I mean, just real dumb stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
Well, it seems the ACLU have taken up the case of some American military men over in Saudi Arabia who were ordered to have American flag patches removed from their uniforms by officers. It seems that the patches offended the Saudis, who are also offended by women, beer, all those good American things, Jewish people.
Everything.
I mean, yeah, everything that we like over here. And the ACLU took up the case for these men, and they won, and they are allowed to have their American patches back on their uniforms.
This was in military court? This was all happening?
No, well, it didn't even get to court. I mean, it just looked so bad at the ACLU. You might want to bring that one up to him.
Card-carrying member, wasn't that
I, too, am a card-carrying member.
You and Duke?
Duke, yeah, me.
Duke. Remember Duke?
How's
Duke doing?
I don't know. How's his wife doing?
Kitty, not so good.
Not she drinking.
Well, she probably did the talk show circuit
party
on
animal.
her book, right? Yeah, and then just started.
Now she's partying on the royalty
again.
Checks. Yeah. Anyway, I think it is vibe time. Hey, Roscoe, you there?
I could blame it on the batteries in my watch, but that wouldn't be fair.
That's okay. It's wartime. We understand you being a little late.
There you go.
What the hell's going on? You're at a wedding, huh?
Yeah, I'm over at the 6 Kira joining.
Kira, that's how you pronounce your name.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, congratulations to 6 and Kira. And so what's the vibe? Wars and weddings and...
Wars, weddings, and the power of Dallas.
Dallas?
Well, I thought it was pretty telling. You know, the war, you know, they pretty much dominated the media for a while there.
Yes.
But then... By last night, you know, like, you know, because I had been talking about it, how they were waiting to declare war until after the Cosby show.
Right.
You know, because he had preempted the Super Bowl the World Series before.
Right.
But
well, they pushed it back a half an hour.
Yeah. You know, they got the war in there, and that did bump Cosby, by the time Dallas came around, you know, less than 36 hours later, they never got interrupted once.
Wow.
Dallas is getting sleazy again, you know?
You know, I never have watched that show.
I never started watching it until I, you know, got up to the top of the world with the, you know, nine channels black and white broadcast.
Just he was such a moron around Genie. I mean, I would have definitely known what to do with a Genie. I can't deal with that guy.
Well, it was a sign of the times. That's when, you know, people had, like, twin beds and stuff. Wow. Oh, now we're getting an actual wedding toast that's going on here.
Hey,
it sounds like it.
I'll hold up my Gatorade. We can toast.
You know, Ian, the guy from NEW, they drafted him to be, like, the MC, so he's doing, like, the DJ voice, you know?
Really?
What?
I'm offended.
Which guy?
Didn't go for the Hound?
Well, he knew the Hound had a show.
Well, we could have done it from there.
Now maybe...
Done it live from the wedding.
Well, maybe now I've got to talk quietly, like we're on a golf green or something.
Okay, that's good. I'll just bring your mic up from here.
We could turn the...
What do you say?
Stop the bombing for a second.
Oh, I'd like to convey the six wedding toast to the whole Hound audience. He said, drink up, be happy, and party.
Is Kitty Dukakis there?
Kitty Dukakis is not here.
But, you know, I think you missed this, but the stripper at the bachelor party said, party hardy the night before, but don't have a hangover. I think Bruce did a better imitation of her voice.
Man,
but,
somebody's mom is talking about the cake now. Give it up for Mary.
Were you at the service, Scott?
What?
Were you at the church?
Yeah, I went to the church.
Did Father Bruce make it through the ceremony?
Yeah,
okay?
Father
Without
Bruce,
belching?
I got to see him do his gig. You know, I told him.
We saw him on a midnight mass once. He was astounding.
Oh, it was pretty. I was nervous when I got in there. Because this is actually the first time I've been in a Catholic church.
Ever?
When I was a kid, I went a bunch of times to the pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah, the Holy Name Society?
No, to raise money for the Little League.
Oh, right. Shut up, Jerry.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Free bottle of champagne for any hound listener that recognizes me with a tie on.
Okay. You got that, folks. Head down to Brownies for that free bottle of champagne. Roscoe's got the tie and the cowboy hat.
I'll tell you, I got a tie with a cowboy on it. I mean, come on, somebody come and collect on that.
Really? Bruce and Jerry, they're headed to another wedding. They might as well stop in there first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'll see the Hound listeners at the Blue Jays gig this
week. Right. Oh, yeah, you're on the power assist.
Power assist, I'm bringing the marshal and everything.
Hey.
So don't be shy.
Okay. About midnight, you think the Jays go on?
Yeah, I actually have no idea. I've got such a full schedule today.
Well, Jerry informs me about midnight, which means like one.
That's great.
Beautiful.
Till then, aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
From the scene of the crime.
Yes. Roscoe, he's
on that Jays gig tonight playing, and he's on the party train, boy.
He sure is. I don't know what it means, but I know that having the stripper at the bachelor party thing, you know, while all the guys had their eyes on the stripper, me and Bruce went right for the boxes of pizzas. Our priorities are definitely our stomachs.
Well, you weren't really in the, like, get S-faced and...
Well, I was still six, so I wasn't really drinking much,
yeah,
and, you know...
Sort of party and hardy.
The stripper thing, you know, it's like, why send out for cheeseburgers when there's a steak at home? Anyway, let's get to the VOM set. Here we go. The Blue Jays, they're playing tonight. Roscoe is be playing with them. Here's one he produced with them. And yep, we'll be giving away tickets for that. It's about 5 o'clock, as soon as the sun goes down, and I feel like answering the phones.
You got a question?
I'll think of one. Here they come.
Get loud, you wanna get down with a real cool crowd. beforehand. Make you feel like you got that notion. You wanna put your wheels in motion. I got a tiger right here in my tank. Rev 'em up, honey, do it for Hank. You look like you got big bucks, honey. I got something we can take to the bank. We'll cash it in, won't you do it for Hank? I don't care if you ain't that smart. I don't care about your cheating heart. Oh, honey, that ain't the part that I want. Won't you do it for Hank? Well, I'm the seven. Well, I'm a truck driving son of a gun. Well, I'm a world's forgotten boy. I love you, baby, you know what I love. Come on, honey, won't you just do it? I'm a son of a gun, come out. Well, I'm a world's forgotten boy. I love you, baby, you know that I like.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Girls. on the TV, making up a song. Just a new dance that's a really taking over. Let me swatter with your baby. Let me swatter with your honey. Let me swatter with your baby. While the swatting is a good old. All the DJs are spinning this sound. All the little girls are high like a hound. Let me swatter with your baby. Let me swatter with your honey. Let me swatter with your baby. While the swatting is a good old. Swat to the E, swat to the West. Swat to the girls of the eye of the best. Let me swatter with your baby. Let me swatter with your darling. Let me swatter with your baby. While the swatting is a good old. Squat! Squat! The beach one night in June. It's a bit of time. They were squatting on the moon. Let me swatter with your baby. Swat, swat. Let me swatter with your honey. Swat, swat. Let me swatter with your baby. While the swatting is a good one. All the DJs are spinning this sound. All the little girls are howling like a hound. Let me swatter with your baby. Swat, swat. Let me swatter with your darling. Swat, swat. Let me swatter with your baby. While the swatting is a good one. Swatting me around for a long, long spell. Even all the cats are squatting in jail. Let me swatter with your baby. Let me swatter with your honey. Let me swatter with your baby. While the swatting is a good. Come on, baby. Let me swat with you a little. Yeah, you know I'm the only one for you. I'll teach you how to squat. I'll squat with the E for you. I don't even know how to squat the E or what that even means. But I'll do it for you. What? What do you mean you saw me squat with somebody else? That's not true. I'm a one-woman squatter. I'll squat with you, nobody else but you. I just want to squat, and I think you do too. So why don't you and me do a little squatting to the E? And then maybe we'll squat to the West. And then we'll just squat, squat, squat. You don't want to squat with me. You squat. With me, I mean squat. Just please squat with me. Don't make it big. I'm a man who would like a bag for my squat. Just squat with me. This is a hit.
Oh, oh, you know what? That's like a tape that Brian gave me. I put on the wrong side. Sorry. Try this one. We'll be right back.
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
That CD just sort of screwed up, just sort of demolished itself. Hold on a second. Wow, I hate these CD players. How did that happen? Boy, when a CD screws up, you're in a world of trouble. Well, and I wasn't even ready for this. I guess the set's over. We heard that was half of 8 miles high. Let me turn the echo on and do this right. Hold it.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Here, I'm back. All right, we heard half of that alternate take of 8 miles high from this Rhino CD that's now out of print. No, not Rhino. What is it? Murray Hill? Anyway, it wasn't on the Birds box, so I figured I'd play it. Rock and Roll Hall of Shame versus the Birds. Oh, man. Now the echo's not even working. Hang on. I'm going to go back there again. Ah, forget it. Anyway, what do we hear? Yeah, the Skeletons, Play With My Mind, which that last one, that was my fault. I had queued it up on the wrong side. Brian bootlegged that over at Maxwell's Play With My Mind. I think Roscoe's playing on that one, too. The Great Gaylord, Squat With Me Baby, from the test pressing department. We heard the Trashmen, Bird Diddley Beat. And the world-famous Blue Jays, Do It For Hank. And you know what? I'm going to try to fix everything, and so we're going to go right into Hillbilly Hangover. We'll come back with some more news and whatnot, all right? WFMU East Orange, and what we got queued up for Hillbilly Hangover? I think Red Simpson is going to kick it off.
It was his first trip to Boston in a big, long diesel truck. It was his first trip to Boston. He was having lots of luck. He was headed the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally found where to unload, he had a dreadful shock. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around him, through his tears he made this sound. Oh, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around.
When he finally got unloaded, he was glad to leave that town. He was feeling very happy going back to Alabama. When up ahead he saw a sign, said, "You are northward bound." He said, "Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around." He was driving down the right lane when ahead he saw a sign. He had to make the left turn, but he could not get in line. The tears were streaming down his cheeks, and they all heard him yell, "Give me 40 sticks of dynamite, and I'll blow this rig to... Give me 40 acres, and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime, turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around."
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vine. But as for me, I'm very simple. Give me coffee every time. Make it warm and make it sweet. Just the way my life has been. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend. Cincinnati, early in the morning, waiting an old greyhound. Old Macon, Georgia, right around noontime. Bring that coffee pot around. Make it hot, make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend. A cup of China, a silver spoon, cream out of a golden can. See that pot? It's percolating. And it's just like music from a band. These old bones, they're tired and weary. But man, you can perk them up again. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. Yes, sir, you have found yourself a friend. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend.
You've got yourself a friend. And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Kneel and pray. Mama hit the groovy club to swing and sway. My daddy was a preacher.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Killers and there were thieves, and I did not know what they thought of me, but I knew every night when they turned out the lights, I was sleeping with my butt to the wall. Jail cell would not be complete without the mouth organ, just a blowing and a sucking and a blowing. Now my cellmate, he was a hard-looking man, and he said that we all need a friend, and he says it's no crime when you're doing time. So it's doing mine with my butt to the wall. Sleeping with my butt to the wall. Wishing my lawyer would call. Got myself thrown in jail. Can't seem to raise my bail. Sleeping with my butt to the wall.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
It ain't nothing but a concrete jungle, with people packed like sardines, where everybody's trying to live beyond their means, where all the natives hurry and scurry to and fro. And like fleas on a puppy dog, they got no place to go. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah was tamed to what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since the day that I arrived. 'Cause, brother, I've been busy trying to survive. Nobody knows you've been here till you're 6 feet underground. Then you become a statistic if they remember to write you down. I would live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah has tamed what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
I think we've recovered from the shelling. You got everything fixed there, Dan?
Yeah, everything's kind of
strapped the thing together,
with
baling wire.
I think we'll fly a little more.
We got
more
through Hillbilly Hangover. That was Buck Owens, I Wouldn't Live in New York City.
You said it, Haas.
Yeah, I wouldn't live in Bakersfield if they paved a road of gold from here to there. Hank Rotten Jr. by an amazing amount of requests for that one. Sleeping with My Butt to the Wall. Betty Joe Bangs, winner of the 1964 Bobby Gentry Soundalike Contest. Daddy was a preacher, Mama was a go-go girl. Dave Dudley with Coffee, Coffee, Coffee. Sending out to Denois, who made the Joe.
Yeah, well, I didn't make it. It was already there. I think it's been brewing there for a while. A
couple of years, yeah.
Sort of black gold.
We open up with Red Simpson and Give Me 40 Acres. Anyhow. Well, let's get to some rock news.
Time for rock news?
Yeah, I think so, because with this war going on, the idiotic media event of the rock world, that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was pretty much edged out of the newspaper. And as usual, it was kind of a stupid affair. And this year's Mike Love Award for drunken idiocy in the face of news cameras goes out to Quincy Johannes, the Quincemeister, who...
Onward, dude.
You see the trailer for that movie he made about himself? Pretty amazing.
He made that about himself? I didn't realize
that. You think someone else made it?
I thought so.
Anyway... The music biz is abuzz about the blunders Quincy Jones made at Wednesday's Rock and Roll Hall of Shame Awards at the Waldorf Astoria, while presenting a posthumous Lifetime Achievement Award to Atlantic Records co-founder Neshi Erdogan. What did Neshi Erdogan have to do with rock and roll? He never produced a rock and roll record. He was a jazz producer. I mean, why didn't, you know, Ken Nelson or one of these other guys get the award? Anyway, Jones said Elvis Presley was born in Memphis, Texas. This is amazing. He mispronounced Ray Charles' name.
That's hard to do. You got to really try to do that.
How would you mispronounce Ray Charles' name? Call him Ray Chuck?
Ray Charles.
And he called jazz great Thelonious Monk Thelonious Mink.
Well, honest mistake.
Yeah. Not only that, let's see what else happened at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards. Well, the Impressions are feuding.
The Impressions?
Yeah, well...
How come?
Oh, kind of like an Iraq... America thing there going on. Richard and Arthur Brooks, who were in the Impressions when the group started in 1957, came out and talked about how Richard had founded the group. Moments later, Fred Cash and Sam Gooden came out. Gooden was an original, and Cash joined around 59, around the time of when Jerry Butler left. And they, They were only in the, which, I guess Gooden said, they were, the Brooks Brothers, they were only in the group for 2 years. We've been around for 32 years and 27 albums. So they sort of had an on-stage feud.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Curtis Mayfield couldn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't wheel him out there?
No, I think he took his award in a video. Then,
most appalling inductee of the year, Hound?
Inductee?
Yeah.
I don't have the list.
Oh, I don't. You got all the info there. I don't know. I don't know who's on it.
Well, I can't see where the Impressions are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Link Wray isn't. I mean, they're not really what you call a rock and roll act.
Well, they're using the broad term
of rock, yeah,
very broadly.
I mean, I like the Impressions; they're okay, but they ain't Link Wray.
Yeah, but
not Gene Vincent.
They would put Michael Jackson will end up in there.
Oh, sure.
So
anyway, but some of the people giving out the awards. I mean, what Chaka Khan, who inducted Laverne Baker. Bobby Brown, who inducted Wilson Pickett, seemed to know almost neither of these people seemed to know anything about the artists. Brown admitted, "I think I heard his records. That's about all I know."
Well, apparently
about Wilson Pickett.
Apparently he had a speech which he tossed because the war started pretty much as things were happening. Like
right.
Ahmet Erdogan announced it.
Mm-hmm.
There he is now. In fact, but apparently this kid has some friends over there, so he was a little. Freaked out by the
I guess the
thing.
Most appalling inductee, and I guess the I mean, I like the Birds. I think they deserve to be in there, I guess. But David Crosby, I mean, taken on separate, one by one, each Bird is truly reprehensible. except for maybe Michael Clark, who never did learn to play his instrument, so that's kind of cool, the drummer.
Roger McGuinn, you got a problem with...
Well, he certainly never made a good record after 1960. I guess I'll give him right up to Sweethearts of the Rodeo, but his solo records are pretty horrible. And Chris Hillman.
But you say that about Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Well, Ike Turner got in there, but he couldn't make it, unfortunately. Ike's doing time.
He's still got his butt to the wall?
You bet. Jimmy Reed got in there. I wonder who accepted for Jimmy Reed. Anyway, so...
Oh, there's also on the rock desk, this has also been kind of foreshadowed by the war, the Rock in Rio deal. It's all these American bands going
down there. Roscoe's not on that one.
I don't know. I think Mikey's on it.
Probably.
But favorite item from that. INXS, an Australian band, said that it felt strange to be playing a rock festival during a war, but that they hoped their lyrics could help make sense of the madness.
Well, we'll send a transcription to Sodom and one to George, too. I like how, I know that George is referring to Sodom by his first name. Is Sodom referring to George by his first name?
I think he just calls him G.
The G-Man.
The G-Man.
Also in rock news, jurors in Fort Lauderdale took 13 minutes to acquit three rock musicians charged with obscenity for performing two live crew songs, then criticized prosecutors for wasting their time. Members of Too Much Joy were arrested August 10th after they sang six songs from two live crews, As Nasty As They Want to Be, in their shower. No, at an adults-only concert in Hollywood, Florida nightclub.
A two live crew cover band. Excellent.
Yeah. Anyway, we got two pairs of tickets for the world-famous Blue Jays.
Rig Rock
the
Review.
The Rig Rock Review, all Mumbo Gumbo and...
Everybody.
Who else is on there?
All our
Courtney
friends.
Western, all my pals at this new club. I've never been there. I guess I'll check it out tonight. Beowulf.
Got the echo?
Avenue A.
Beowulf.
And it's on Avenue A between 5th and 6th Street. It's downstairs. It's kind of near Kim's video. And, okay, we'll give you a trivia question. We'll give you a hard question. And if that doesn't work, we'll give you an easy question. The number here is 678-7743. Area code 201. That's 678-7743. I'm going to play this record, Reggie Perkins, High School Caesar. You tell me who played the High School Caesar in the movie of the same name that this song was in. The actor's name.
It wasn't me.
He's cool, he's like a freezer. That's why we call him High School
Have a wiener, we have a wiener.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Well, no, all day long, the time drags by. But when I'm with my baby, well, you ought to see it fly. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you, with you. Well, to show you what I mean, we were late from the dance, and we hadn't no time for a little romance. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you, with you. Well, one night I was dreaming, I was in her arms, and I suddenly awoke by the loud, loud alarm. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you, with you. We were having a ball with the cats downtown, but the hands on the clock just zoomed around. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you, with you. Well, when I took her home, her dad met me. My son, you know that it's away past three. We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby.
Stop the clock, stop.
We gotta stop the clock, baby. Wanna spend more time with you. Spend more time with you. Spend more time with you.
Hey, but I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I'm a country boy and I just got in the town. I'm a country boy and I just got in the town. Well, I miss my chicken, I also miss my hound. Where the cow go, moo, and the cat go, meow, and the dog go, ow, ow, and the frog go. I don't like this city and I got to put it down. Well, the people in the city is really too bad for me. Well, the people in the city is really too bad for me. I like a wide old space, that's the place to be. Where the owl go, whoo, and the horse go, eee, and the chicken go, and the mule go, whee-oh, whee-oh. I don't like this city and I got to put it down. I miss my buttermilk, my turnip green, my black eyed peas and my lima beans. Saturday night dances in the bone, get the plunk with the homemade horn. Man, the way I used to hold her in my own. She's a fine little girl and her name is Kate. I'm going back to my baby cause I just can't wait. I'm a lonesome boy and I just got in it down. I'm a lonesome boy and I just got in it down. I don't like this city and I got to put it down. Ah!
dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
I wouldn't worry too much about the request for David Peel.
Oh, well, you know, if we find it, we find it. All our listeners want to go see David Peel in Long Branch.
Anyway, that was Freddie Cannon, Buzz Buzz the Diddle It, Clarence Frogman Henry, Country Boy. I guess that was produced by Dave Bartholomew. Bob Earhart, Stop the Clock. Billy Stewart with Bo Diddley there, Billy's Heartache. We opened up with Reggie Perkins, High School Caesar. Portrayed in the movie by John Ashley.
Congratulations, Wieners.
Yeah, that's what those Leonard Maltin books are good for. Hound trivia questions. You can look at them, look up the whole cast of idiotic movies like that, as I'm sure both of our winners did. And, oh, boy. Oh, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame update.
Yeah, you got it, of course.
They did broadcast Bush's speech into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and...
Of course.
Our source wouldn't tell us. He said a lot of people applauded. He wouldn't say who, but speculating on who applauded for the Rock and Roll... For Bush, I would say... The Bruce Springsteen table, the Don Henley table, you know, the Bruce Springsteen table, they were probably raising their fists for the Born in the USA thing.
Nah,
you know?
Bruce is a peacenik, come on.
But they knew how many, he's got that album cover with the flag and his butt on it. He knew they would sell a lot more records with that, you know.
Nah, born, old news.
He's a creep.
Old news.
A creep. I hate that guy.
Hank Jr.'s albums,
oh,
perhaps?
Oh, yeah. Hank Jr.
They were very happy.
Another highlight of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, evidently, was Wilson Pickett didn't show, according to Seymour Stein. He was announced as being fogged in. He lives in New Jersey.
Sort of like Quincy was.
Yeah, I think Quincy was fogged in, too. Oh, boy.
Ray Charles.
So what else do we have to do here, Denois?
Do we have any more news?
Do we have any war updates? Did we win?
Yeah, is it over?
Did we lose?
Did Sodom get the missile to the head?
We do have more news, you know that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting not having the TV on all the time here.
Yeah. Andy Stein may be mum about his mayoral aspirations, but Jesus, they're really hitting us hard today, huh?
Well, they're tired of us, Al.
But his hairpiece tells a different story. Evidently, Andy Stein's gotten a grayer hairpiece, thinking that
going for the Steve Martin look?
A hue that's associated with the maturity and experience needed to run the city of New York City, said a Stein spokesperson.
Sort of like the Ed Koch look? You should go for the Ed Koch look.
Yeah, really. Bozo the mayor. What happens if George Bush dies now? We got this giant war going on and we have a Smurf in charge. My goodness. Help.
I don't even want to think about that.
Can we take the Hound Show down to Washington and broadcast from there?
Get Brian on the phone.
Hey, Brian, can we get a mobile unit with, maybe some flunkies to carry my boxes of 45s and we can go down to the peace protest?
You might just have to play cassettes and CDs, Hound.
Yeah, I don't think we can find this stuff on CDs. Oh, wait. 90 prize winners win a free trip to jail. The promise of free prizes brought people to Niagara Falls Convention Center. The prize, however, was a bus ride to their arraignment. A sting operation Saturday by those swift cops in Niagara County led to the arrest of 90 people wanted on charges ranging from non-payment of traffic tickets to selling drugs. More than 1,400 personalized invitations were sent out by WGY, which stood for We Got You, marketing consultants to the fugitives. They were told they would receive prizes of color TVs, microwave ovens, and VCRs, provided they appeared in person to pick them up.
You'd think these guys would catch on. I mean,
yeah, really.
This is not a new tactic.
Nope.
You know? It's so they're being jailed for their stupidity? I guess so.
I guess so. Anyway, I guess we can get to our Fertility Rights of the Jungle set, which I've been promising you all day.
I've been waiting to. I got everything set up.
Kick it off with Big Walter and his Thunderbirds doing a little Watusi Freeze.
There's a poor cat named Conga Joe. Got a crazy pet down in Borneo. From his little black feet to his fuzzy duck tail, he's a gone cool cat with a jungle quail. Pom 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 pom. Little black Minnie, her hair on a bone, grooving in a corner, rocking all alone. She says that's Joe, my steady date, for an itsy bitsy pygmy he can navigate. Bum 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 bum. Shaggin' and a dragon, let their elbows knock. Pygmy village party to the jungle rock. Babbles laughing in a treetop stone, shrieking and a grinning and a having a ball. Bum 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 bum. Funny little monkey swinging into the crowd, jiggling and a wriggling and a yelling out loud. Tiger comes a dancing and a prancing by, drinking nappy juices makes a tiger fly. Conga Joe and Minnie go at it all alone. Pygmy cats are drumming on a white leg bone. Jungle moon is jumping, the lions roar. For Conga Joe and Minnie to do it just once more.
With a way out to
you. Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
And corns all on her toes.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's built like a shed.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
Red mud in her head.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's a white Tootsie Lucy.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With her lips so juicy.
She can't speak English. She won't.
Belongs to Papa. Ooh, mow, mow.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
And corns all on her toes.
She's just 18 years and knows no fear. She's a two long spears and ears. If a boy's hold her, she won't object, cause she's got her teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! If she says you look good enough to eat, she runs like a deer, she swims like a shark, she walks, she rocks like a brother knows what's art.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
And corns all on her toes.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's built like a shed.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
Red mud in her hair.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's a Watusi, you see.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With the lips so juicy.
me kicking all around.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there you go. For a free transcript.
Right. That was the crew with the Jaguar hunt.
Ooh.
Anybody want to transcribe the lyrics and send them over? We'll send you a dog
send
style cassette.
Us.
Counting backwards, Kai Ray, I want some of that. The Four Sounds, Mama You Bangy Bangy. Arch Hall Jr. and Conga Joe. And we open with Big Walter and the Thunderbirds, Watusi Freeze. There's really no news left, is there?
No news.
Other than the shelling.
The shelling
continues.
I thought it had stopped. Oh, you just turned down.
What do you see up there?
Just turned down the outside microphone. Bombs bursting in air.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's play some more records and hide. We got one queued up.
Ready.
I Believe by Tommy Blake.
Someone's got to sing about it, baby. Name a sing with the joy starts popping. The cats are starting popping. But I can't get with it, cause I ain't got the rhythm. So I sit here and listen to my old night long baby. Thank you.
baby. Wait till you're waiting. Stop this game. Jesus, know that I have to go for jumping and diving, stripping and climbing. Got the king in freedom over. Ain't got the freedom over. Sit here and listen to him all night long.
The easiest thing in the world for a girl to do is to get picked up. That's why if you're on the move, the highway's the only way to go. As sure as there are men in the world, I know my ticket to anywhere is going to be along soon. It's easy. All you need is a decent pair of legs, a quick thumb, and a whole lot of right answers.
Okay, baby, hop in.
I wonder where he's going. Or maybe I'll only go part way. And maybe I'll have to go all the way.
Pick up on 101, starring Jack Albertson, Leslie Warren, and Martin Sheen. Pick up on 101. She looks easy, but she's seen and done it all. When she signals you, beware and approach with caution. See Pick Up on 101 in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Pick up on 101.
Going my way?
Listen to the sounds of hell and take a trip into a prison of nightmares.
It's worse than a prison here.
Chain gang women. A world where men and women live like animals. A motion picture as shocking as it is true. Don't miss Chain Gang Women when you live like an animal. Anything goes.
When you leave, take me with you.
A Crown International picture. Rated R.
Oh, well.
go down there, down there. Yeah, you better be right. Sinner, you better be right. If you ain't right, you're going down there.
Where did she come from? How did she get the name of Shanty Tramp? Meet her friends, booted, buckled, and railed for action. Burning the highways with terror, always one step ahead of the fuzz, are the friends of Shanty Tramp. This unusual and abnormal motion picture makes those Swedish movies look like a Sunday school show. From the swamp-infested backwoods of Georgia comes the story of a lust-loving tramp. Born broke, she found a way to make money. She loved them all. That's Shanty Tramp. Teenagers will not be permitted to see Shanty Tramp without the written permission of their parents. Special uniform police will supervise admissions.
back in the jungle.
Well, we made it. We're through with it.
Intact.
Yeah.
More or less.
Kind of. Anyway, Screaming Joe Neal, she's my baby, Freddie and the Hitchhiker Sinners. Clover's Down in the Alley, Tommy Blake, Lordy Hootie, requests each and every one of them. Crossed off the request list.
Yeehaw.
Anyway, if Allah's willing and a scud doesn't hit us, we'll be here next week.
Adios.
Yahoo. Aloha. Andy's in for Laurie S. up next. WFMU, he's starring.